All right, welcome to the call, guys. Again, I appreciate you taking some time with us here this morning. I've got a really special guest here. My friend Ben Perry is going to be on the call with us today, sharing some incredible Facebook organic strategies. Ben is, if you're not following him on Facebook, make sure you look him up. Benperry, and Ben is the creator and the founder of Organic Marketing Secrets, where he helps his clients use guerrilla marketing strategies online to grow their leads and grow their income, grow their business. So really excited to have him, and I was talking to Ben earlier about the importance of Facebook organic strategies and how many marketers out there and coaches are teaching paid ad strategies when it comes to Facebook and social media, but there's just very few people that are in the world of teaching Facebook organic strategies, and it's become so vitally important to be able to understand the Facebook algorithm and be able to dominate organically, because it is getting more and more crowded every day on the paid side of things. It's costing more. Facebook ad cost is up 348% since last year. So as it gets more competitive, it gets more crowded. People are fighting over ad space on the paid side of things. Everybody's left the organic side alone. And really, I think organic, especially for the insurance community, insurance agents like you guys, real estate agents, loan officers, it creates an incredible opportunity for you guys to really build and foster relationships organically on your personal page and your business page, and be able to generate leads and grow your audience without having to spend a ton of ad money. And so Ben's going to share, he's going to share some strategies with you guys on that. He's going to give you some takeaways and some actionable items that you can actually implement today and start seeing results in your business and add these strategies to your marketing mix. So without any further delay, Ben, are you on the line?
I am, Sean. Thank you.
Awesome. Not sure if
I'm bringing my webcam up. All right. Can you guys see me? I'm going to be monitoring the chat down here. So,
hey, Monica.
So the way this is going to work is I'm going to just ask you to either type Y or something so that I see that you guys are following along. So if you can see me and you can hear me, type Y in the chat box. So thank you so much, Sean. I really appreciate that. My name is Ben Perry. I'm the creator and founder of Organic Marketing Secrets. I help you market your products and services on Facebook without paying for Facebook ads. Now, there are a ton of strategies and concepts that I have learned from various places on the internet. And what I would say is that before anything else, I'm a coffee drinker, so I'll be sipping on some coffee here. For those of you that are coffee drinkers as well, cheers, okay?
Monster.
So the purpose of this webinar is to provide you with direction and clarity when it comes to organic marketing. And if you see my my room get brighter and darker, I'm actually in a sunroom. So that's going to be the sun coming on and then going away. So I can't really control that. So the purpose of the webinar is to give you direction and clarity, okay, and in organic marketing. I'm going to give you five top mistakes that I see people doing in organic marketing and what to do to avoid them. And then at the end of the webinar, if it makes sense for us to work together, if it makes sense for you, then we can discuss options. I hear somebody's sound, so if you could put yourself on mute, we'd really appreciate it. All right, so excellent. So I'm going to give you some tools to implement right up front, okay? So what I'm going to share with you, you're not going to have to buy any fancy software. You're not going to have to pay for a subscription or anything like that. What I'm going to share with you are tactics that you can go out today and use them and start seeing effective results in your marketing, in people responding to you, okay? So before we really talk about social media as a whole, this is mainly Facebook that I'm going to be talking about. I know that there's other social media platforms out there, Instagram, I'm not talking about Instagram. My stuff is Facebook, okay? Now, what I found, and with that caveat being said, people have told me that they've used my strategies on LinkedIn and have had tremendous success over LinkedIn because people just aren't doing the things that I'm sharing on LinkedIn. And they're not doing it on Facebook, and they're sure as hell not doing it on LinkedIn. So without further ado, let's get into the top five organic mistakes that I see. Okay, so number one is you think that social media is just spam. Okay, you think that you come to social media and it's just a pitch fest all day, every day, and it's not necessarily true because there's the social aspect of it and then the media. We as marketers, we as business professionals and entrepreneurs, we're using social media to promote our stuff through this medium of Facebook, that's the media, but we forget sometimes about the social aspect of it. We also forget that you're the person that signed up for your product or service wants to see you as an actual human being. What I found is that people might resonate with a post of mine that has nothing to do with my organic marketing business. And I dress up as Captain Jack Sparrow sometimes. And I'll go live and I'll share different things and people eat it up, okay? Sometimes someone will end up buying a product for me or signing up for a consult because I shared the Captain Jack thing or because I shared some crazy like a Christmas sweater because it's December as the time of this recording and they say, wow, that was so awesome. A couple of weeks ago, I posted up a photo of myself with bedhead, right? I've got long hair and it was really, really crazy. And I look horrible, but I was just like, hey, you know, bedhead, you know, this is what's up. I had a person reach out to me and say, you know what, I'm really interested in your stuff. I want to buy this particular product. You know what really sold it for me was that selfie of you with the bedhead. Because people might resonate more, and you might get their attention if you're sharing more of your personality than if it's just pitch, 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 pitch all the time. So that's something to keep in mind. Number two, top five organic marketing mistake that I see is thinking that social media is only for friends and family, okay? There's some type of internal block that a lot of people have when it comes to sending friend requests out and accepting friend requests from people that they have never met before, but only through the internet, only through Facebook. Well, I'm telling you, some of your biggest prospects, some of your biggest, like, sales are going to come from people who have never heard of you before. And actually, I think this is actually better because with familiarity breeds contempt. If family and friends, you know, they don't really get what you're doing a lot of the times, depending on what your business is. But for somebody who's never heard of you, comes in, sees just you in a professional sense, and yes, you're sharing some of your personality, they might be more inclined to reach out and want to work with you. Okay, so social media isn't only for friends and family. There's a difference between your business page and your personal page. I know that some of you have compliance restraints about what you can and cannot share, but you could totally talk to somebody on your personal page, invite them to a messenger conversation, which is something we're going to be talking about down below. I guarantee you, don't go away. Don't click off of this because if there's nothing else, this one tactic that I'm going to share with you, it might make you hundreds of thousands of dollars this year. That's right. It's December 6th right now. This year, 2017, if you listen, you might be able to really add a couple hundred thousand dollars. So you want to be able to share your stuff, then make your personal profile public. Make it public. A lot of people are hesitant because they don't want to offend their friends and family. And if that's you, then I recommend that, you know, just to kind of invite you to look at, you got one life, you know, you've got, this is the only one. You're in business. You're promoting yourself on Facebook. You can either get the approval of your friends and family and be broke, or you can make your profile public, go full steam ahead, and close somebody or make a sale that's going to eventually change your life and maybe the lives of your family and friends. So social media is not just for friends and family. Third, top five organic marketing mistake: not filling up your engagement bucket so that you can see a 10 times ROI back on your own engagement. What do I mean by this? If you post up something and you're getting a lot of engagement, meaning people are liking it, meaning people are commenting on your post, but all you're doing is coming and liking it and then, like, that's it, that's the equivalent of somebody say, hey, that's so awesome, and you're like, hey, that's cool, and you just get up and, like, leave the conversation, okay? You're leaving so much juicy engagement on the table, so here's what we do instead, okay? So somebody comments, you want to like their comment, so now you've got on your post, let's just tally this up. You made a post. We're not talking about EdgeRank, we're just talking about just what the algorithm is seeing. You made a post, now somebody comments on your post. That's another hit. Then once they comment on your post, you like their comment. That's now three things that's happened, okay? Now you want to leave a comment on their comment, replying back to them. That's now four things. You want to tag their name so that they get notified as well. That's five things that the algorithm is seeing. Six, because the other person is going to get a notification that their name has been tagged, okay? And then if you really want to ramp it up, you leave another comment adding supplemental information or whatever, keeping the conversation going. So now you've got seven different hits off of one person that's commented. So if you've got 10 comments, you could go in and create 70 different hits on your one post. What is this going to do? This is going to take your post and move it all the way back up to the top of the newsfeed so that other people can see it and other people can comment on it. And it creates this upward spiral so that your engagement is juicy red hot, okay? It's amazing because not very many people are doing this. And that's the key, is that when you first post up something on Facebook, you want it to be, you want to have like speed of engagement. So the faster that people can comment on your stuff, the more love Facebook is going to show you. And you want Facebook to show you as much love as possible. Now, when it comes to likes and hearts and wow faces, the reactions of Facebook, likes are the lowest amount, or they're weighted the least amount. Hearts are the most amount, and then wows and ha-has are somewhere in between. So the reactions are weigh pretty heavily as far as getting your post to stay in the newsfeed, which invites people to engage on your stuff. Commenting is second weighted, and then sharing is the granddaddy of them all. You get somebody to share your post, you're doing a good job. And as far as I could tell, the people who are on this this webinar, with the insurance agents and stuff, you just need to post up something that other people are going to agree on, right? And it's not that hard. We want to protect our friends and family. We want to be able to show them, we essentially want to, quote unquote, preach to the choir, right? So if somebody, nobody's going to say we don't want to protect our friends and family. We don't want to protect our assets. If you post up something short and concise that you already know they're going to agree on, then you are inviting so much juicy engagement onto your Facebook post. Now, this might seem trivial, but it's not, because Facebook is a waterfall, and things are constantly falling down, right? Somebody posts up here, and if it's not juicy and if it's not engaging, it falls away, never to be seen again. And this is why you have so many people going, why does my stuff have crickets on it when other people's posts are blowing up like gangbusters? This is how we do it. We do the commenting, the liking, doing the double commenting, and you will see right away an explosion in your engagement, which is good because if you were trying, like, if you put out an offer or if you put out something to invite somebody to come work with you or invite them to a call with you, more people are going to see it if you had been preceded by a post that had like hundreds of comments on it. Does that make sense?
Sure.
All right. So, and
can I add something here?
Yeah.
So, guys, like to illustrate, if you want to see like the power of what he's saying, one of the things that is really cool to do is you can go back on one of your posts where you had some decent engagement, and if you have gotten in the habit of not talking to people, not responding, go on one of your posts that you've made a couple days ago and somebody replied something, and go say something to them, doing what he's telling you. Like their comment, tag them, say something, and then watch what happens to that post. It's going to start getting all kinds of engagement like you just posted it all over again. So you can actually see exactly what's happening with the strategies that he's teaching. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's like putting gas back into that post, right? Oh, it runs again. Oh, it's going to take off again. And usually all it takes is just one comment on a post that's 3 or 4 days old, and it comes back up to the newsfeed, and more people are going to see it. I mean, it becomes an art and a science after a while. So, number four, okay? No proactive connection when meeting prospects, or no follow-up when meeting prospect on social media, or not knowing how to, okay? This is where the money maker is at, okay? This is me giving my best stuff away for free, okay? Because I believe so confidently in my stuff that you're going to use this, see results, and you're going to want to know what's next, okay? So here's what you do. You meet up with somebody either, in real world or somebody who is a prospect on Facebook. They become a new friend. You're in business. People know you're in business. Okay, cool. So when you send them a friend request and they accept that friend request, how do you make a positive impression? And how do you make it to where they're not going to ignore you? Excuse me. Because for me, I have something called the Perry Method. And what the Perry Method is, to strive for a relationship that's not ignorable. And we measure that ignorability based on whether they're able to ignore you or not. Well, how do you decrease that level of them being able to ignore you? I say it's when they're able to see your eyes and your teeth when you smile. Well, what are you talking about, Ben? How can I do that on social media? How can I do that on Facebook? Well, you use this tool that 99% of the people out there have. You open up your native camera app and you record a video. And you record the video, and let's just say I'm sending a message to Sean, right? Sean and I have just become Facebook friends. We know absolutely nothing about each other, but I want to make sure that I have and leave a good first impression. So I'm going to pop it open and I'm going to say, hey, what's up, Sean? Ben Perry here. Just wanted to reach out and say hi over this digital campfire that we call Facebook. That's it, man. No need to respond. I know you're pretty busy. Have a great day. And that's it. You're looking at the lens, right? So if you have an iPhone, okay, the lens is actually, let me get my face out. I have a dirty phone, but it's this right here. It's not this. This is the light sensor. You want to use this is the lens. So you're looking at that, so right? Not looking at the screen. And you're just being real, and you're just basically saying hi. But there's a couple of different nuances that are happening here that are so powerful, and I don't want you to go underneath your awareness. So here's what I'm saying. When you send that out, you're telling them no need to respond. I know you're pretty busy. Why is this powerful? Because these people in general are being pitched at and, hey, you know, it was nice meeting you. Give me a call next time so we could talk about that deal or whatever. It could be somebody that you met at a conference. And maybe you actually did have a great time and experience, like hanging out with that person, but you don't really know them. You don't really know what's going on with them. But when somebody sends you a message that way, you've got an like something in the back of your head that's like, shit, now I have to respond back to this person, right? Even though, like, it's just the unspoken rule. But by you saying, hey, no need to respond, I know you're pretty busy, have a great day, it's pure value give, and you take off that pressure from them having to respond back to you. It's brilliant. It's beautiful. And people will love you for it. And you'll notice that people will actually get back to you because they'll be so blown away by your non-neediness that it's like, oh my gosh, it was a purely value give video. Now, why does this work so well? Well, there was some college researchers that did a case study about people on dating sites, right? And they were looking at profiles and whether they were going to have a positive impression or a negative impression of these people. And what they found was that if the people met up in real life, then the impression tended to trend towards positive because it was like we were able to see our communication. Because on the scale of communication, only 7% are the words, 93% is what in body language. Let me say that again. Only 7% of your communication are the words that you're actually speaking. 93% is voice, tone, and body language. I could have done this entire presentation here behind a PowerPoint, but I wouldn't have done that because I would have screwed myself because it's all about voice, tone, and body language. So this study found that if people viewed their dating profile passively, then they tended to have a negative impression of the person. So what I did was I took this information and I said, how can I apply this towards organic marketing? Well, the barrier to entry for communication basically on all fronts, I mean, VR is about to be a total thing, but I used this to send a selfie video, a personalized selfie video where I'm saying their specific name. If you're thinking you're going to do one video and send it out to 30 people, wrong. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the value comes from actually recording a separate video for each person that you meet. And when you send that out, this selfie video is mimicking them meeting you in real life. And so they're able to have a more positive impression. So if you use this one thing alone, you can really create some relationships that could be very, very profitable for you.
That's good stuff, man.
All right, so number five, okay? We're about the end of my five lists here. Top five organic marketing mistakes. If you have any questions, keep them in queue. I'll be around to answer them. And I got plenty of time, so if we go over, it's fine. I'll stay here and answer your stuff, all right? Number five, top biggest organic marketing mistake, not staying consistent, okay? Posting sporadically. If you're posting sporadically, you're not going to see consistent results. Your organic engagement is going to suffer.
People
are going to forget about you because that's just the way our ADD-fueled world is. Who's got their mic on?
Yeah, I'm getting out here. There we go. Sorry about that.
So you got to stay consistent because Facebook's a waterfall. And it's nothing personal. It's just that if you're not there or, like, if you can hire somebody to post for you, I mean, at the end of the day, I totally am for taking control of your own social media and doing that. But if you're super busy, which I know we all are, then I would recommend either using a service that auto-posts for you or hiring somebody else to post for you in your stead. But you have to be consistent and you have to show up. Also, just because you hire somebody to either post for you or you use an automated service to post for you doesn't alleviate you from the responsibility to come back and actually answer those questions and be a real human being and engage. That's, I mean, the money's in the connection, right? So those are my top five organic marketing mistakes. Because I believe in under-promising and over-delivering, I'm going to give you one more top five mistake, actually one more bonus tip for you, and this one is going to blow your mind. Why? Because it's going to blow your engagement up. And this is the power of binary posts. So do you know what a binary post is? Some people do, some people don't, but that's why it's a top five biggest mistake, is because people aren't using it and they don't know not to use it because you don't know what you don't know. So here's what it is. People are busy being busy. People are busy being lazy. But this thing, this cell phone, the smartphone, is always in somebody's hand or not far from it. So you can't tell me that people's attention is not looking at this screen. So here's what we do. For our binary posts, we want to encourage people to engage. Now, how do we encourage them to engage on our posts? We invite them to make a micro commitment, okay? Because even just engaging on your post is a commitment to engage with you. Like, you're opening dialogue by typing something. So how do we encourage people to do that? We give them a question that is in the form of a binary question, right? So for instance, we could say, which is better, insurance A or insurance B? There we go, that's a binary post. And you pre-frame it for them. This option's A, this option's B. Or you could say, here's a question, true or false. Again, it's a binary question. They can either answer true or false. A or B, true or false, yes or no. These types of questions are powerful, so powerful. And what's cool is that there's a hidden psychological factor underneath a binary question, because if somebody's going to take the time to write A or B, true or false, yes or no, they've already committed. And due to the nature of how the human mind works is that we will rationalize, we're already typing the B, we may as well type out a full comment because we have engaged their mind. They're already in the process of commenting, and you will see an explosion of comments on your post. So what does this look like? This looks like you asking a question and then 100 comments all the way down. I mean, it's freaking amazing. I would caution you to not overdo it, because it has a very high tendency to be treated as a gimmick if you use it too much. So this is like a secret weapon. This is like an ace in the hole. If you haven't been getting engagement for a while, pull this out, use the binary post, get your engagement back up, which will get your exposure back up, and then you'll be able to have and enjoy more organic engagement, which will allow you to make more offers, which will allow you to become more profitable without using Facebook ads. All right? So that's my little speech there. I hope this has been valuable for you. Sean, if anybody's got any questions, I am open to answering them.
Yeah, I'll start the dialogue. If you guys need to be unmuted, just post there, and I'll unmute you. I think I've got everybody unmuted, though. I really appreciate the time again, Ben. What about how feelings and activities on posts, like how does that affect a post? And do you recommend that your clients are using those, like where you can say, I'm feeling positive, or reading a book, or you know, whatever those activities are there?
I think that these are very valuable. It's part of my 7-post game plan. So that's my content creation strategy. You can do value bombs, apothems, personality posts, personal stories, results-based sharing, invitations, and videos. So when you share your personality, that's part of, like, if you're reading a book, that's like a personality post. not everybody's going to enjoy whatever book you're reading. Everybody's got their own tastes, but it's like music. Some people like ZZ Top, some people like Celine Dion. Doesn't make either one of them better. So, but you want to attract people who are resonating with you. I happen to like wear the letter R on my shoulder because I curse and I just say what's on my mind and I tell people in my videos, hey, I'm rated R for real. So like this is what you're going, this is what to expect. Either you like me or you're not. And that drives some people away and that attracts people to me. But the more that you can be yourself, show who you are, show your personality, show up, like if you're doing an activity, say it's golf or tennis or you're going to an amusement park, Disney, these things people love to kind of live vicariously through you, especially if you are traveling a lot and you're doing something that would be considered cool and exciting and entertaining by most people.
Awesome. Looks like Nick asked what the order of importance was with the reactions.
All right, so hearts are the most important. Then comes likes. Wows and ha-has are about the same. Sad face is it's kind of NA. I would think maybe it would get more engagement now that I think about it because Facebook is trying to mimic real life. So if something makes people sad, then Facebook knows to show it to more people because it's kind of like a train wreck. You can't not look at it. And then there's the angry face. Be very, very careful with the angry face. I once did a Facebook Live where I was just testing out what the different ones, you know, what they did and how it affected engagement because I'm crazy like that. I go first. And I told people to just smash that angry face and let me just see what happens. I'm going to tell you what, my engagement dropped off. Like, just was gone. So, do not play around with the angry face. If people are leaving angry faces on your posts, Facebook thinks that what you're sharing is not good, and they're going to throttle your engagement.
Oh, nice. Question for me. So how do, you know, Facebook's always changing the algorithm, and it's like how do links in, you know, to a website that take people off of Facebook, how is that affecting posts right now? And if you do want to post a link in a post organically, what's the best way to do that without killing the engagement?
It's a really great question. What has been common knowledge is that if you put a link in a post, it's going to kill your engagement. It's going to kill your reach. Right. Facebook is going to throttle your post, and so you want to put the link in the first comment. Okay.
Okay.
You want to put it outside of of the actual post. Now I've been playing around with being ballsy and just leaving a link inside of the post itself, okay, without putting in the first comment. And here's why. Because if you have been doing your due diligence and you've been creating a following and the following has selected like you as see first or you to get notifications whenever you post, then Facebook be damned, you could do whatever you want because you've got an eager, raving following that's going to follow you wherever you go. And that's what I've been noticing. So I have about a good 100 to 150 people that consistently follow me, watching me, leaving, you know, likes and comments and sharing my stuff. And I found that like, I wouldn't recommend this for somebody starting out. I would totally leave a comment, leave your link in the first comment and tell them that it's in the first comment if you're starting out. But as you grow and as you become more of an influencer, then you can really do whatever the hell you want because that's what I've seen. Now, the caveat to that is that one of the critiques that I've heard is that I get all this engagement, but as soon as I post up a link to an offer or a link for my services, I get fucking crickets. What's up with that? And I say, that's just human nature. Because people, by very nature of you making an offer or saying, private message me if you want to know more, it might be a great post, but if you say private message me or link to do this, your engagement is going to tank for that particular post. Now, that doesn't mean that people aren't reading it. That doesn't mean that people aren't sending you private messages, aren't visiting that link. Because a lot of people like to consume your information without you knowing about it. Because if you did know, if they did comment, now they're like losing face. They don't want to lose face. They want to be able to research you without under your eye, right? They don't want the eye of Sauron on them, all right? So just know that if you make an offer, if you make something, you're not going to see very much engagement on that post. But that doesn't mean that people aren't seeing it.
Yeah, and I just wanted to piggyback off you guys, or piggyback off that for those of you that are still with us here. And please feel free to ask questions if you have any, raise your hand, whatever. But I think, you know, for a lot of you guys, I don't know everybody's experience level here with Facebook, but you know, as you're, you know, I can say that this organic is probably the most important. Before you get into paid ads, if you really need to work with a guy like Ben, because this is just the icing on the cake. Like, he's giving this stuff for free. He's gonna have an offer for you here that you guys can check out some more if you want to learn more in depth. And trust me, there is a lot more to learn when it comes to organic. But, you know, I think a lot of people get discouraged because of, and you seek the likes. I think a big mistake that people make is they post to see the likes. They post to see how many comments they can get or how many views, and you let, you know, maybe you're not getting enough comments, you know, let that deter you from continuing and being consistent. To his point, you would be astonished to know how many people are consuming. Just because they're not liking or commenting doesn't mean they're not seeing. And these strategies, as you are getting the engagement and what he's teaching you, it's going to get you seen more. So yes, it's going to get you more engagement, and that's important, but you're also probably getting 3 or 4 views, if not more, maybe 10 to every action that you're seeing. So if you got a like, you probably got 10 views for, you know, for that like on that post. And, you know, I've got, case in point, I've got like 4,000 plus followers on top of the 5,000 friends on my personal page. And you would think that my engagement would be through the freaking roof. Now, I admittedly don't do what I should do. I just don't have a lot of time and actively engage. Because if you want engagement, you need to engage, right? So I don't do that enough, but I can tell you that a lot of people are listening and watching and seeing the post just because they're not engaging. It is amazing. So, you know, stay consistent regardless of the number of likes, because what he's telling you is absolutely true. And people are always watching and always listening. And you'll notice, you'll start posting and you'll start getting people reaching out to you, asking you for quotes. You know, hey, I've been seeing your post. And you may have never known where they've never seen them like, never anything, but then they pop you a private message and want to do business. And I'm sure that happens. Well, it happens to him with this webinar right here. You know, I see Ben's stuff all the time. I'm not always engaging with him. I do quite a bit. But, you know, I saw a post, resonated, and I was like, boom, you know, private message.
Did my post talk about any of my business stuff?
No. Not at all.
One thing, if you don't know this, is that Facebook is so on it as far as collecting information and collecting data that you will still get rewarded for engagement if somebody is scrolling through their Facebook feed, okay? They stop on your post, they read your post, they don't like, they don't comment, and then they continue on. You're still rewarded for that engagement. Did you know that? Did you know Facebook is still measuring that?
So what about the see more button? I'm sure that get you credit. You know, if that is, hit see more to read the rest of your post.
Yeah, see more too. That's a click. You know, yeah. that's engagement. So it's very, very powerful. And you're essentially depositing social, what's it? It's like, what's the word? It's basically status, right? So the more you're out there, the more you're putting out value, the more valuable you can make yourself be or appear to be. Perception's everything, okay? The more other people will want to be associated with you, the more other people will want to be around you, the more other people will want to do business with you, because with your, I mean, if they see it on social media and the perception is that you're everywhere and that you're just like rocking and rolling, you will create this vacuum that will attract all these people to you, and it's just like you can get a bunch of laydown sales.
Nice. So anybody else have any questions, and while you guys are putting those up, Ben, how can they, where can they go to find you, subscribe, check out more content, offers that you have right now?
So there's a few things. I'm not going to state what they are now, but I've got low, medium, and high ticket programs. I've got a $97 program, $297 program, and a $997 program. Each of those hits in the different what you would imagine. My website is kind of under construction, so I don't have those sales pages open right now. But what you can do is go pick up my playbook at benperry.co or go to benperry.co/proof to book a call with me, and then we can get onto a call and we can find out where you're at, and I can recommend which of these programs would best fit you and your needs and where you would like to go. So those are the options. BenPerry.co to grab the playbook, or BenPerry.co/proof. Okay?
Awesome. And I put that in the comments for you guys too, as well as the chat. And we've got it up here, so you know, BenPerry.co/proof. Guys, I'm telling you, you do yourself a huge favor to, you know, pop onto one of these programs and start to learn these organic strategies, because it's the foundation of everything that you do on social, because your business page isn't going to gain any traction if the first place they want to look is that personal connection. They're going to see your personal page. They want to see what's going on there, and you got to have things rocking and rolling there, I think, before you ever consider paid ads. That's just my professional opinion. We do have a couple more questions that came in here. What's the best way to boost following on a new page? From Abelio in Florida.
A new page or a new Facebook group?
A new page. A new page. How do you boost the following on it?
Okay. So really, you want to promote as much as you can through your own personal page. If you've got other pages, then say, hey, go like my new page here. If you're in other Facebook groups, or if you have a group of your own, tell them to go like your Facebook page. That's essentially how it's done. Depending on what niche you're in, if you're, say, you're dealing with a niche that caters to mothers with children that are 10 and under, if you go to Facebook groups with mothers who are 10 and under, and say, hey, you know, I've got this, here's what I do, here's the value that I provide, they're going to click on your profile, and you want to make sure that your profile leads back to your business page. That's something I've seen too, is that, like, it's a marketing fail when somebody clicks on your profile and you've been dropping all this awesome value, but then there's no way, like, to tie it back to what you actually do, what your business page is. If you go to my profile, I have something called a profile funnel. So people know exactly where to go, exactly what to do. Can you go to my profile, Sean?
Yeah.
So if you guys take a look here, all right, first things first, grab the free playbook at benperry.co. It's the very first thing you see. Organic marketing secrets. Explode your organic engagement, reach profits on social media. Then my intro says, you can learn 5 proven tactics to explode your engagement and reach by going here, my website. Then creator and founder at, hover over organic marketing secrets at the info section up there. Now, see, that pops up. Organic marketing secrets. It says 59 likes. I think I created this like a couple days ago. And I just asked people in my group to go and like it. But then you see my featured photo here, which is Ben Perry's secret playbook to explode organic engagement for social media and more. I tell you to tap this photo and click the link to grab it. I also mentioned that it's free. So I give you exactly step-by-step how to go through my funnel, how to become part of my world, because you're most likely lurking my shit, and I want to capture that information. And so the Facebook profile, people are judging me, right? They're judging me right now, and if I'm able to make it a positive impression by putting in all of the different, you know, ways that I can help them, okay? Notice how my info said, not me. I didn't start out with I said you. You can learn 5 different ways. So I'm focused on the other person. You can learn 5 proven tactics.
Yeah,
there's something
awesome.
You're going to show. I know I cut you off, Sean. Was it the C first?
No, I was just looking to see if I had my profile on point.
All right, so I'll critique your profile real time.
All right. I like how you have the one. See, like that. I never thought to do what you've done there. That's awesome. I'm gonna change that.
Yeah, just one, and you want to. It's a perfect square. So if you have a graphic designer, just tell them that you need a photo that's 1080 by 1080.
There you go, guys. That's brilliant. That's awesome. And that, what a professional way. Like, look how much more professional from mine to his. When you hit that, it's like extra free ad space there that he's capitalized on there. See, like, that's so much.
There's also subtleties in the colors of it. Okay, Facebook's colors are white and blue. Red and green are the two colors that stand out the most on blue and white. So if you just look at this, if you just glance at it, you cannot help but be your eye drawn to that big chunk of green in the bottom left there. And then the explode is what brings your attention once you finally do look at it. So explode what? Organic engagement. I get people signing up for my stuff all day, every day, and I really haven't put any juice towards it at all. I haven't been promoting it really at all, except for stuff like this. Okay? Like, yeah. It's consistent.
Awesome. All right. Anybody else have any other questions? We've got time for maybe one more. I think we had one that got submitted on the video. Let me pop that back out. Joe Kaufman in St. Louis asked, for the personal video, would you recommend going back through people he's recently connected with that he didn't use the video to? Like, is it too late?
Absolutely.
If it's been a week or two?
Yeah, it's never too late to go back and make a great first impression.
Cool. All right, man. Hey, I really, really appreciate your time. Guys, we will have a recording for it. Again, check out Ben's website, benperry.co/proof. Schedule a call. Take a look at some of his programs, and more than anything, what I would ask you guys, you know, he did a such an amazing job, gave a lot of value. What I would ask you guys to do would be to send him a friend request and post a takeaway on his timeline, if you would, something that you've learned from today's webinar, and just give him some love and show him some appreciation for spending some time with us today, and I would greatly appreciate that from you guys. Again, Ben, thank you so much for taking some time. Anything else that you have for us, boss?
This is great. It's been my pleasure, Sean.
All right. Have a good one, Bob.
All right.